just the way you look tonight, darling, just the way you look tonight.
A classic voice of Rod Stewart with a classic music. Or standard music. Just the way you look tonight. Welcome back to the Man Cave. This is Martin Andanar, and we are with the idol of the Philippine Basketball Association, Chito Loizaga. And we are very happy and honored, privileged, that he is here to talk about his life and share with us his lifelong lessons. We were talking about quotable quotes earlier while the song was playing, and you mentioned that your father would give you a quotable quote that people would want to listen also.
There was one thing that he always kept on repeating, not just to me, but even to my brother Joey, particularly when it came to playing basketball. No? He'd always say, you know, it's hard work to be number one, you know, but it's harder work to stay in number one. So you always better work hard if you want to be up there.
Wow. And you apply that stuck.
Yeah, that's stuck in your mind, you know, so I'm never going to make it up there unless I really work hard for it.
Were there...
So it was applied on a mark, not just in basketball, in perhaps everything that I get involved in, to the point that even today, perhaps, you know, I made a better version out of it, saying, you know, if you want to triumph in life, or if you want to overcome all these challenges in life, you know, you always bring your three E's with you. Mm. Which is enjoyment, excellence, and excitement. You have to enjoy what you're doing, excel in what you're doing, and you always be excited in what you're doing.
You're a very steady person, a steady Eddie, and always composed. Was there a time in your career where you stumbled, fumbled, and felt down and started to question yourself?
Not really. But if there was a question that I would ask myself is perhaps can I be better, or can I do better than what I did? I mean, did I give it my all? Did I put my 100% effort in it? I would always question myself. And, you know, again, the reality of things is I also am very practical. I mean, if it's not meant for you, it's not meant for you. There are things that are meant for you, but it's really up to you to search for it. We always have challenges that wherein we were probably not as successful as we wanted to be. But then again, if there was also something that I learned from my wife, is to always look forward. Ever look back and look forward and prepare for yourself for new challenges.
Where was your wife during those times when you were at the center of all the attention?
She was just right beside me. Mm-hmm. I mean, Marta, if there was really one person in my whole life that I should really be thankful to is really my wife. I mean, I've learned things from my parents as I grew up. But the Chitole saga that you see today is because of my wife and what I've learned from her and what we shared, and she has helped me also to perhaps have a different perspective on things and the way you analyze things, the way you look at things.
You're a very lucky man.
I am. I mean, I'm a very lucky man.
Yeah. Best career in basketball. Beautiful family and a partner that looks like your soulmate. Bihira yun, huh?
And I have beautiful children that are very also supportive and, you know, they understand what a family is supposed to be. I mean, we had our challenges when they were also growing up, but, you know, every family goes through it. But we've overcome as one family, so we're happy now where we are. And we're happy that they're doing their best also, particularly in their fields, in their academic fields, and hopefully, you know, they're really well prepared for the future, no? You know naman, times today are very different from 20, 30, or 40 years ago, and it's very challenging. Very competitive.
Now, yeah.
So, I mean, any parent would want to prepare children to be prepared for the future. So, that's what my wife and I invested in the future of our kids.
Let's go back to your siblings. You already talked about your father. You talked about your mother. You've talked about Joey, but I want you to describe each sibling. If you were to describe each using two words or three words, how would you? Let's start with Joey.
Well, if there's out of all of the siblings, if there was one of them that I really perhaps. If I'm going to use a Filipino term, like a, I think naka-align ako, or it's Bing, you know, the youngest. I'm the eldest and she's the youngest. And parang we're in the same wavelength. We understand
kasundo
each other.
Kayo.
I mean, kahit hindi kami magkita, kahit hindi kami mag-usap, kahit
yun ang barkada.
Naka-connect kami. You know? Then the other three in the middle, they have their own personalities. And of course, si Joey perhaps was the one that I spent more time with because of our basketball career. My sister, Princess, was really a homebody. But she was the most helpful of everyone. She has the most kind heart and she'll do anything for any member of the family, you know. And as sa ano ba yung pelikula, I'll take a bullet for you, di ba? Ganun siya.
Princess.
Oh, ganun siya. Of course, ano, Teresa was, she was more of the, no, perhaps the influence of the entertainment industry, but she wanted really the glamorous life. She talaga actress, actress talaga. I mean, everything was natural to her. I would even call her more of an actress than Bing.
It was cut out for her.
Cut out for it. But then again, she also had a great voice, and her singing career was good. But again, that was her choice. I mean, I don't know for what reason, but she decided not to pursue that and went into acting. Mm-hmm. She was also, she also has a kind heart. Mm-hmm. Particularly to the less, fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
She's Kenkoi also.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of, the nice thing is I'm happy for her because she has gone through a lot of challenges also in her life. And, where she is now. And I'm happy that she's happy where she is. And she can now do whatever she pleases. No? Mm-hmm. Her two boys are already of age and they already have their own lives. So I think it's about time that she also gives herself some time for her to enjoy herself. No? I don't know if there's somebody special in her life today. I'm not aware of, but she comes back and forth to Manila, and she's she's a flight attendant. So the few times that she's free, she always comes and visit my parents and visit her kids as well.
Mm-hmm. And
of course, Bing, yung kaalain ko is. Mm-hmm. She's there. She's always there. I don't have to...
She's here, right?
Yeah, she's here. I don't have to communicate and... But we understand each other. Mm-hmm. We know our strong points and our weak points. And, we know each other when, you need to give... You need to give her space or she needs to give me space or not to bother me or I won't bother her. Walang ano yun. Alam na namin yun.
Parang ano kayo, no? Parang kambal toko, parang
ganun.
Your mother.
As I said, my mom is there and always will be there.
How would you thank her?
Well, I haven't... Kulang. Mm-hmm. I haven't thanked her enough, no? So... Mm-hmm. Actually, to be honest with you, Mart, right now, she left for a while for Australia. Because, alam mo naman, if you're senior ka na or super senior, she also had to go back to take care of some of her commitments and obligations as an Australian citizen.
Yes, so.
But I told her, go and relax naman. Think, have a nice time. Don't think of Manila. Just go, relax, go have a good sleep. Stay with she's going to stay with one of my sister, with my sister Princess. You have a few days break. Don't think of that. Dad's not going to go anywhere. He's just going to be here with us.
So your dad's with you?
With Bing.
With Bing right now.
Yeah, my dad's with Bing. And that, don't worry about him. He's not going to go anywhere. He will just look after him. You take a break. Relax. Do what you have to do. Focus on what you need to do when you get back home. And not think of Manila. And then after 10 days, then you come back.
Go to Sydney and eat some lamb chops.
Oh, diba?
Barbecue.
Oh, have a barbie. Have a barbie.
Have a barbie. Yeah.
Have a barbie.
And your father, how would he want to be remembered, you think?
I think he would want to be remembered really as a family man. So ano yan? The few times I've been there, he always wants to see, of course, his children. And he always tell us, you know, my children or my family are my treasures or my millions. That's how he always tell us. I don't need all this material stuff. That's how he wants to be remembered. I don't think there's any other way that he would prefer.
The greatest PBA player. See, Daloy Loisaga.
Well,
the greatest basketball, Filipino player
yeah.
ever. No, wala pa rin naka-surpass doon.
Perhaps his international records might be very hard to
beat.
Surpass already. Again, what he has achieved, no? Yung ano natin, yung lalo pa yung finish ng Philippines as third in the world, no? Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time.
Not even an Asian team can beat that anymore, because pagdating sa World Championship, kung hindi Americans, Europeans lang ang nananalo.
Mm-hmm.
Bihira ka na makakita ng Asia, ng ASEAN. Mm-hmm. So it's something that perhaps the Philippines, in the record books, can be really proud of.
Sige. A few more. We have Selena, Joaquin, Cici, and then a few words about Tony. Selena.
Oh, God. I mean, my kids are—they're riots. I mean, Selena is no. Selena is the warrior in the family.
Okay.
The warrior. She will defend the family.
Kahit anong mangyari. So, you need that.
Yeah.
You need that in the family.
Yeah. If something goes wrong, point to Selena. Yeah, she'll take care of it.
You need that strong-willed person.
Yep. Strong personality.
Oh. Joaquin?
Joaquin is, they call him the gentle giant also, but...
It's like you.
He has come around also. He's the negotiator.
It's compromise.
Hindi,
huwag tayo pumunta sa Boracay. Mag-aaway sa bakasyon. So, okay. I get that. Yeah.
Diba?
He's a six-footer also, but hindi siya nag-basketball.
I'm really so proud of him. You know, as I told you earlier, Mart is... Yeah, he's around 6 feet or maybe just a bit over 6 feet, and you know, he's doing very well in his academic obligations. He's finishing his master's.
Melbourne Uni pa.
Melbourne Uni.
Hirap pumasok doon.
I should be going there sometime in August next year to attend this graduation.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I should ask my sister-in-law, who is the presenter of SBS Radio, to interview you and your son.
Perhaps, yeah.
Yeah, once you get to Melbourne.
Yeah, I'll let you know right away. No problem.
It's just there.
That will be a great opportunity and a great honor, even to greet the Filipino community in Melbourne. Yeah,
the entire Melbourne. Cici.
Cici is the... she's our little princess. Mm. So... But she's the she's only 19. But she's the naman. Perhaps the connector of so that everybody
gels together.
Gels together.
So, kailangan Pasko dito tayo lahat, ha? Kailangan sama-sama. Ganun.
She's also very, the most, I think, out of, you know, she's very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very loving. And talagang ano siya. She thinks of all of us, the family, always as a whole.
And finally, if you had like three words, if God told you, you only have three words for your wife.
Wow. Not to describe her naman, ano?
Well, yeah, to describe her.
Oh my God, we have a dictionary. definitely, I know, a true friend,
mm-hmm,
that you can rely on. She's, of course, very loving. She's more of a giver than a taker.
Mm. Selfless.
Mm. Yeah, selfless.
So ngayon parang enjoy. Tapos na yung mga anak mo, malaki na, nasa kanilang mga karir na sila, may hinahabol na. Ganun na lang.
Yeah. You know, and you know, we enjoy also, you know, our freedom now, no? That, you know, partner, with all the technology, no?
Yeah.
We really are still in contact with all of our children, even if they're not here, di ba? Practically every day. And my wife is the one really that's really like concerned every 24/7, and what's he doing kaya, or what's, you know.
So meron siyang
but really at the end of the day, parang ano, I mean, the family, diba? Ako yung hari, siya talaga yung alas.
You may be the king, but she is the ace. Talo ka pa rin.
Tusoy ka pa rin.
But a problema mo ngayon,
my daughter, Selena, boss mom ang tawag
sa kanya. Boss mom.
Boss mom.
Who eats your cooking now? Kasi wala na yung mga anak mo, nasa abroad na. Sino kumakain ng mga
luto? I haven't cooked for some time.
Oh my God, invite me for that fabal.
We'll bring it one time.
Yeah, bring it here. I'll bring Lord here. And,
yeah. We should, okay. Or we should have a, put a steak in the Barbie.
Oh yeah.
One time.
Yeah, I've got a barbecue upstairs. I've got a griller upstairs, you know?
One day, I mean, I'll it'll be very informal. Then I'll invite you and Lourdes. Come out. Let's go out of Manila, like in the farm or something like that.
So you have a farm?
No.
Secret.
Marami pa akong mga secret.
Do you? Ang tagal mo sa Ginebra. Umiinom ka ba ng Ginebra?
No, I did try it though. I mean, remember I was in sales, di ba? Uh-huh. I joined the core company.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I mean,
you've tried it.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried it. The pinaka masarap was ano,
gin. Of course.
Gin pomelo.
Gin pomelo, yeah.
Gin pomelo was one of the favorites.
But what is your drink of choice now?
Now I hardly drink, really, and if I do, I just have a glass of wine or.
Very healthy, yeah.
I'm a healthy buff. When I hit 40, I said forget everything. Mm.
Never smoke.
I did when I was young.
Okay. Then when you started playing, of course you can't smoke anymore. Yeah. Right?
Well, no, honestly, even when I was playing, I, you know, but not your regular smoker, you know.
Si ano kasi, di ba, si Mon Fernandez, he'd smoke.
Yeah. I mean, it would be more like an after dinner smoke. Ah. Like your after dinner drink.
Okay.
Or your after dinner, you know.
At marami bang nanigarilyo noon ang mga? Kasi hindi pa uso. Well, noon, it was okay to smoke. People weren't as strict as...
Even in the movies, di ba? Everybody was holding a cigarette. Yeah. All your favorite actors were holding a cigarette. So
marami mga players din nakasama mo na who smoked.
I think people were not so health conscious before.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, they weren't. Yeah. See, I mean, si Mon Fernandez told me that he smokes. Yeah. And parang normal lang. Uh-huh. And so, in your generation, meron pa rin na nanigarilyo, ah?
Yeah, in our generation, yeah.
Ngayon lang nawala na, no? Medyo stricto na ngayon, eh.
I think a lot of people are very health conscious about it.
Who's the greatest Filipino coach? Basketball coach?
You know what? I'm not gonna say he's the greatest Filipino coach, because there could be a coach that I never was under, you know. But
no, for you.
But for me, you know, I mean, if there was one coach that perhaps made an impact or I appreciated a lot of things because he told me and, you know, coached me, I would probably say, and that was my, you know, my young college, you know, no?
Stint.
Mm-hmm. Of course, after my dad, perhaps I would you know, I don't know if you recall a player called Turo Valenzona. Well, he's still around. He was a player of my dad, though. Mm-hmm. He played for ECO as well, but he was my coach for a year or a year and a half. Or almost 2 years, actually, when I joined the RP youth team, and that's when I, you know, realized, and he has helped me understand the game, you know, more, how to play it, and that one I appreciated very much because I brought it with me and I still bring it with me wherever I go and apply. You know, I mean. Mm-hmm.
Specifically what?
I mean, your approach to the game.
The approach to the game.
Yeah, you know, you're there. There are times you'll play bad, mm-hmm. and times you'll play good. There are times the referees will call bad, and the times the referees will call good. Mm-hmm. But you're there to compete. Mm-hmm. And that's basketball. You win some. Only one will win and one will lose. But the most important thing is you're always prepared to compete and be part of it. Mm. So, at an early age, for me, that's a whoop. And he came to me in a very simple and basic manner, you know, like you were just talking to a friend of yours from the street, you know, saying, oh, padre, ganito dapat ang ano niyan, ang approach diyan, ang dating diyan, di ba? Ganito, ganyan. Don't be ano, di ba? He would, that's how, you know. So, at a young age, parang the impact was quite big, no?
And up to now, you bring it. Who's the best PBA player during your time?
I think
for you, for you. Mm.
I think, you know, if there was any more versatile player, I think Mon Fernandez should be one of the most versatile. I mean, he can shoot, he can dribble, he can drive, he can pass, he can play point, he can play center. I mean, I haven't seen a player today that can do all those stuff.
Mm. It's like Magic Johnson, no?
Yeah, he can play all the roles, yeah.
All the roles.
Yeah. I mean, again, others are great players also. I mean, for me, if there was one player that for me was a great scorer, it's like Bogues Adornado.
Mm-hmm.
At his prime, you couldn't guard the guy.
Unstoppable.
Oh. Hmm. No? And of course, you know, there's also...
But you're a defensive player.
Yeah.
And you were one of the best defensive players.
He was my teammate in great days for some time. And, you know, during practices, he tried to guard him.
Mahirap talaga.
Oh, parang... When he fakes, you really kakatalong ka talaga. Pag pumake siyang gano'n, kakatalong ka. Tapos wala na, foul ka na, di ba? Pag wagsak mo. And you know, there were times that, you know, during practice session, you tried to guard him. Ano, wala, galing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the others have their own strong points. You know, and again, sa akin, even Atoy Ko, for that matter, was a very... strict shooter yan, and very unorthodox ba pare na you would have normally partner if you lay up with your right, it's your right leg that's on top, di ba? That's high like that. If you're left, be your left leg. Si Atoy kahit right tapos left on nakataas or baliktad, pwede. Unorthodox siya, parang pwede siya man eh. Galing din, mahirap din, tapos
mahirap
may turnaround pa. Iba rin yung ano niya, ability niya.
Sino
but that for me again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But today, I mean, if there was any great shooter that ano, in my time, Alan Kadick ako.
Oh, yeah.
Alan Kadick.
It's crazy shooter.
Alan, I mean, galing talaga ni Alan. I mean, and again, you have to give it to him. Talagang inisaya niya. I mean, he worked hard also to be what you call the trigger man talaga.
Yeah. I mean, if he was just if he came back at that time, at that prime of his playing time, pwede pa siya ngayon.
Oh,
so sobrang talagang iba yung kahit nakapikit ata.
Yeah. And you know the nice advantage by he has was he's not short, he's tall.
Mm-hmm.
He's like 6'2". Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Sino yung pinaka sayang na player during your time? You think that could have been great, but he got injured.
Oh jeez. There were quite a few of my teammates who got injured, no?
Jeez. Pero kung hindi na nagkaroon ng injury yon,
could have made it.
Could have made it too.
Not top of mind. Can think of Mara.
Well, I could think of one.
Which is
your teammate Dondon Ampalayo.
Well, yeah.
He got injured, right?
Yeah, he got injured. But still, I mean, again, he played also for some years already in the PBA.
Okay.
I mean, I was thinking perhaps a new player, wanted to make it to the PBA, but did not make it because of an injury or something.
Or no, so somebody in the PBA already who played and then, na talaga nagka injury lang tapos.
Well, again, goodbye.
Marami.
Medyo madami. I mean, again, there was this. Film guy, niba, that had a bad fall and was I don't know if he's able to walk already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember his name, but he's of course a younger generation than mine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Paano kasi, partner, yung mga panahon namin naman kasi hindi naman lahat maraming tumatalon ng matataas.
Isang boy limb.
Oh, yeah. Except some would always get, during our time, he would always have injury for, his shoulder or his, But, yeah, it's also sad what happened to him. And you wouldn't want that to happen, not even to your worst enemy.
Yeah.
Diba?
Who's the best player now? Today?
Today? I haven't. Jeez. Well, again, you have the likes of, Jason. You've seen Jason Castro play.
Yeah. He gives his all.
Oh, yeah. Even Jimmy Alapag, for that matter. And yet, if you look at Jimmy, maybe 5-6 years ago, iba talaga. Of course, he's already in his late 30s, during his prime. Galing din. The game kasi partner sabi ko nga has evolved.
Yung bago na, no?
I look at more on the success of the player talaga in his career, no? Sa akin, the more you play in the PBA, that's
success already.
Well, yeah, that's more, the more years you play.
May longevity. No?
Oh, longevity. So, yeah.
Alvin Patrimonio, ang tagal
din. Alvin was a spectacular player himself, but he also had to...
Pero kaya mong bantayan. Na-check mo.
No, si Alvin, you just had... the least he touched the ball, the better for you. Because once he had the ball, it was more difficult to guard him. So... It's easier to guard him without the ball and make sure he doesn't get the ball. But you cannot do that 100%. He will always get the ball. But again, when he gets the ball, during my time, I would rather make him shoot from outside than him driving on me. That's why he had to develop his three-point shot. Remember?
That's right. Oh, nga, tama.
Then he developed his outside shot. Then he used to shoot 3 points.
Tama. As you get older, kailangan pala may 3 points sa talaga. No?
Oh, as you get older, again, Alvin is one of those players that you have to reinvent yourself in the game.
Si Jojo Lastimosa, di ba? He reinvented also, no?
Yeah. Again, di ba?
Dati puro drive lang silang drive, no?
Yeah. Then he shot also from outside. That's for me, no? Today, hindi pwedeng one dimension lang yung laro mo. You have to push yourself to learn something. If you can't dribble with your left, then you have to learn how to dribble with your left. Because if you only use your right, then that's already a big disadvantage to you.
So you gotta be ambidextrous.
There are things that you have to develop pa rin as you go along. So you'll have that longevity in the league.
If your father's quotable quote is, you have to work harder to stay on top. Ano yung quotable quote mo naman na sinasabi sa mga anak mo?
Oh my God. I don't really have one particular quote.
But what do you remind them all the time? What do you say? Kain na.
Kain na. No. Not necessarily perhaps in their performance. Okay, but of course today is different from 30, 40 years ago. So the challenges are more and very competitive nga. So, you know, you just have to really equip yourself today while you're young. And work hard. Perhaps there's one that I always tell them.
Okay, what is it?
I say Spanish all the time.
Spanish, yeah. Oh,
Spanish. El cortés no quita el valiente.
What does it mean?
To be courteous will not lessen the courage inside of you.
Nice. Earlier you said that it's time for you to give back. Tapos na yung mga anak mo, nag-aalo sila, and it's just you and your wife. Last question. How would you give back to this country who has given you so much? And follow up to that, what is your dream for the Filipino?
Well, to give back, I'm already doing that, no? By spending and sharing my time and my experiences to perhaps different organizations that have nothing to do with basketball. Of course, I want to do more. And with all candidness and honesty, what happened to our country 2 years ago when we were hit by the biggest typhoon in southern
on Earth,
diba? That also made an impact on me, and I saw what happened, and I saw what our kababayans went through, and up to today, I get very emotional about it when I always see, you know. So I try to find and search for ways on how to get involved with things like that, with an organization perhaps, or and what actually, if there was something that I want to, what were you saying, what was my dream
for?
You know, I would, I'm still working on it though. I thought I would be able to start something, but you know, to just try to put one and one together. Basketball is the number one sport in this country today. And I'm working with some people and hoping use basketball as a platform to help in different disaster activities in the country. Could be disaster response, could be disaster recovery. We also have to admit the reality that we're in the top three, the most disastrous countries in the world. So if I can develop a program that I'm going to use basketball as a platform to get involved in disaster activities, then I guess that's my contribution to the country.
Thank you so much for your time, Idol Chito Loizaga.
Thank you.
It's been a wonderful podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Do catch the podcast on podcast.ph. You can download it for free on iTunes. Just type podcast.ph programs. You can go to Spreaker.com. You can go to Podomatic.com. Stitcher and SoundCloud, just type podcast.ph and you'll find it. Or just go straight to our website, www.podcast.ph. What's the last song that you want us to play?
Has to be a happy song. Happy.
Happy by... Is it Pharrell? Is it Pharrell?
Yeah, Pharrell.
And that made us laugh and smile. Thank you so much, Sir Chito Loizaga. Mabuhay po kayo, sir.
Salamat, Martin. You know, it's,
thank you.
Thank you for this opportunity, and I enjoyed myself, and I'm looking forward to perhaps other opportunities where we perhaps can both work together.
We can work together on that dream of yours. I can help you spread the word.
Yeah.
In the meantime, let's listen to Happy here on podcast.ph. Thank you so much for listening. It might seem crazy
what I'm about to say. This podcast.ph presentation is supported by Martin Andanar's Homecast Studio and Audio.ph.